mean, when I was a child, there were no terms to define what I was, no terms that I was aware of.
When I was coming of age, you know, 4 or 5 years old, 6 years old, and I felt different, and I didn't feel like the other boys, I was not able to come out and say, hey, Mom, or hey, Dad.
Being in a small town in Utah, I had no access to information. So to ask me when I knew I was transgender, I just knew I was different. I knew that I wasn't like other people.
I want to be a girl. I want to wear women's clothing. I want to play with dolls.
People always say to me, I didn't realize that they have the same emotions, the same feelings of hurt.
See the way you look at me and all of these torches.
I hear a lot of very hurtful comments implying that the decision to make a transition is made very capriciously, and it's made perhaps on the basis of wanting to wear one fashion or another, that it's made for very cosmetic, very superficial reasons. Trans people undergo such inner turmoil, such torture.
In my Mormon think, the only thing that I could come up with is that I was a sinner and I was a sexual deviant and there was something wrong with me that I couldn't fast and pray away, and so I wasn't worthy of God's love, let alone anyone else's love.
There was no such word besides the word gay or queer or whatever, and so there's just no way that you're going to come out. I thought I was the only human on the planet. I am a normal, everyday human being. I just come in a little bit different. I go to Alabama, and I'm in a car accident. A doctor has the right to refuse medical treatment to me because I happen to be transgender. Now, I could be losing my life, and a doctor could say, I don't want to treat her because it's against my religious beliefs. Why? I've spent 10 days in a psychiatric hospital. Right? I've slit my wrist. I've swallowed pills. I've been hospitalized twice because of it. And now that I've said, okay, I have to transition, I attempted one time hugely. I met a psychologist, and he said, what is better, a dead dad or a dad that is a woman?
I think there has been a lot of dehumanizing. The whole issue of the inner struggle, not to mention the outer struggle, that trans people have from a very young age, and how that then dilutes their ability to learn to develop and govern their own talents and share their talents with others, share community with others. I don't think that any of us would state we wanted to be part of that bias, a part of that injury to them, but let's try hard not to even do it covertly or to do it subconsciously.
I didn't even know the term transsexual until I was 27 or 28 years old. I didn't really have any idea that I could do anything about it until I was about 32, 33.
I didn't wake up one morning when I was 35 years old and say, I think I'm going to wear a dress today. I'm going to do it just so I can go into the women's restroom. You know, this is a lifelong torturer thing. And I finally became who I am. And you still have some people say, nope, you shouldn't do it.
You'd rather feed into the crowd and heavy your feet and run around. Cause darling, these spaces in the ground, are we?